afternoon and welcome to Ask the Expert with Dr. Walter Tom of Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery. Dr. Tom has offices in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui. You can find him online at drtomcosmetic.com. That's drtomcosmetic.com. Dr. Tom has been voted by you and Press Democrat readers the best cosmetic surgeon for 9 years in a row.
Hello, Sonoma County.
Hello. Good afternoon, everyone.
Hello. That was Karina, everyone. This is Dr. Tom and Karina and our awesome program director, Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Yo.
There he is. Yes, the young Jeff. And so here we are today on January 23rd. I can't believe it's already here, 2025. And we're here to have another show. And what's great is this is live, right, Karina?
Right?
And even sometimes when we forget a question, we just sort of have to stumble through it. And it's really great because this is live and it's spontaneous. And so, Karina, we're going to talk about facial fat grafting today. But we had a wonderful patient, a long time patient of ours come in and we were treating her today, and so I kind of decided to switch it at the last minute, and so we'll see how this goes today. But we had a young lady who came in, and she's a boomer like me, right? And in fact, I think we were born in the same year, and beautiful blue eyes, right?
Yes.
Gorgeous blue eyes. And she came in to see us, and she's had a couple procedures done. We've been taking care of her for her skin, a little bit of filler, a little bit of Botox and Dysport. And then it was a referral off to a colleague of mine and subsequently had a little bit, I'll just say, some facial nip, tuck, and so forth within the last 6 months, I believe. And, you know, pretty happy and looking great and rejuvenated. So she's continuing to come and see us because we say, you know, everyone thinks that if you have a face-off, which we don't do, but we would refer them again to our able colleagues that... You know, they think that a facelift, oh, then I don't need to do anything.
Right.
But the joke is that, you know, the facelift starts to age when the last stitch goes in, right?
Yes.
So, you know, aging just continues immediately after the procedure. And so she's been coming in and being really great about just really maintaining that vibrant, healthy look.
Yes.
What was her particular complaint today that was a little bit different than her usual?
Yes.
What was her angst today?
Today she was noticing that her eyebrows, it wasn't getting as much lift as she used to with her treatments.
Right.
So she was really focusing on that area.
Right. So we came in, Karina, and we chatted with her. And even though we have a plan and we write it down, and so when they come in, we're ready to proceed with our plan from the last treatment, it's very much like in sports. When I play ice hockey, and I know I went off to a camp, and I was, I think, 50, and I was playing with 14-year-olds in a camp, and the concept they taught us was when you go into a play is that you read and react, and it's the same thing in our world. So the patient comes in, they may have a new concern, we need to see how they how the results were from the last treatment, so we read and then we react, and that's what we did for this young lady. And so her concern was that maybe her brows weren't lifting as much, right? Mm-hmm. Do you think that's a fairly common complaint of our patients?
I would say that the patients that do enjoy getting the eyebrow lift from some treatments, as you know, time continues or they keep doing their treatments, they do notice that I don't think it's working as well as what they usually say. I don't know if it's working as well.
And so, what kind of age group do you think? At what stage do you think that begins to happen?
I think. Definitely around 50 or above age group is when they start saying, oh, maybe I need more. Maybe what else can we do? Those kinds of things.
Right. Okay. I think that's a pretty good assessment. I would agree with you, Karina. Mm-hmm. So as we talk about Botox and Dysport, and we chatted about that last week, which is perfect, which are called neuromodulators. So what they do is they weaken muscle movement. And so they're great for treating dynamic wrinkles. And those areas, as it's injected, it starts to soften the muscle movement. What areas do you see me typically injecting when a patient says, I'd like a little bit more of a brow lift? What do you see us
do? Yeah, definitely the frown area and or the sides of the eyes will help with that lifting effect.
So the frown or the scowl area, so that's the area between the eyes. And so when we inject that, and if you didn't catch our show from last week, you go to YouTube and you can pick up on that one again. It's about Botox is still number one was the title, Botox and Dysport.
Right.
Both are neuromodulators. And so we inject that in between the eyes, which helps to soften the frown. But what happens is we get compensatory reactions on our face. And so when we soften that frown area between the eyes, usually we get a lift on the outside of the eyes. And so women love that because it gives them a nice arch for most patients, right? And then the other area you mentioned was where?
The sides of the
eyes. Side of the eye. So the what do you call those lines?
The crow's feet.
You call them crow's feet?
I thought that was
a boomer comment.
Smile
boomer
lines.
Term, right? The smile lines or the crow's feet, right. So it's the sides of the eyes where we begin to see the crinkles. Okay, so we can inject that area to kind of soften those lines for sure.
Right.
But an added benefit of that when we inject that area is that it lifts up the brow as well. So I do believe you are correct in that if patients have been doing this for a while and, you know, they're invested in looking their best and they want their eyes to be nice and wide open, and particularly on this young lady, because, and I'm calling her young because she's a boomer my age, is that she has beautiful eyes. And that's the first thing that when we talk and you and I are here, we're filming this for YouTube on my phone and we're live on radio, but you and I, even if my phone camera were off, you and I look at each other in the eyes. Okay, so it's really important. And so Botox or Dysport, the other Botox, works great for softening the lines that we're injecting, but also to help to open up the eyes. So over time, it might be that the effect is not as great, so we may have to go up in dosing. But sometimes it's not specifically because of the Botox or the Dysport that we're not getting the effect, but it's the other ongoing aging of the face. And part of that is deflation of just underneath the skin of the fat under our skin. And poor Karina, I always use her as a model when I'm talking to the patients and I'll say, you know, look at my forehead and, you know, and I'm a boomer and you can see that I've lost sort of the fat and underneath the skin. And so my forehead looks a little bonier. And then I, you know, say, look at Karina, young lady. And, you know, it's not that she has a fat forehead, but it's just this beautiful layer of fat helps to keep the brows elevated. Mm-hmm. And so we talk about that. And, and what area am I usually addressing when patients are concerned about their brows dropping, Karina?
What area addressing
on the face?
On the face. So definitely we're focusing on their forehead, how much volume there is or isn't.
Right. and so we're talking about the whole forehead. When we talk about non-surgical ways to lift the brow, because there is a formal brow lift, and that's not a topic for us today, but there is non-surgical ways of trying to lift that up, there are a few little tricks that we can do. So we put a little bit of filler in her cheeks, which helped to plump up her cheeks just a little bit, and not a lot. We actually put one syringe and we put 40% on her left cheek area and 40% on the right, and she saw the difference immediately.
Yes, she loved it.
She loved it, exactly. And it just made her look healthier, right?
Yes.
And she's a pretty lady, and so by looking healthier, it made her look just actually younger and more attractive, which is, of course, what we would all like. And so what I told her was I was going to put a little bit of filler in her cheeks, and I was going to save about 20%. And I was going to put 10% right directly under her right eyebrow and 10% right directly under her left eyebrow. Okay. And it's a little bit more of an advanced area of injection. So, and I've been doing this for a long time. And so what we do is we ice down the area, take a little needle, and I just put a little bit of filler just directly under the eyebrow on the outside. And what that does is by adding volume, it actually lifts the eyebrows.
Right.
And do you think she noticed a difference when we did it?
I think she, yeah, we went and showed her just one side treated and not the other side, you know, before we went moved on. And she definitely saw the opening of the eyes.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a good point, because, you know, I've learned being at this game for a while is sometimes you can do a treatment and you see the difference. And the patient's looking in the mirror and thinking, you know, I'm not so sure I see it. So I always like to stop when I treat one side. And then have them look so they can definitely see the difference.
Yes.
Okay, and so great. So that's just part of our educating the patients, right? So we did do that. So I injected under her, I think I injected her left eyebrow first and had her look in the mirror and she could see definitely the difference.
Yes.
And then we injected under the right eyebrow and that just lifted up her eyes. Okay, so that's a little trick that we use. Excuse me, allergy cough here. So that was just a little bit of a trick that we used to elevate her eyebrows. Now, as I evaluated her face, you know, she just had a facial plastic procedure done, so she looked really good. Excuse me. I'm going to sneak and get a water from my water jug over here. But what we did notice is that her brows were a little bit lower.
Right.
And how do women notice that the brows are lower?
I think that when, you know, applying makeup or lining the eyebrows, that can definitely be a tell sign of, oh, that's not where it used to be, or I'm filling in more, or trying to make them more equal.
That was interesting to me. Yeah. Many years ago when women were noticing things, when they were applying makeup, and in particular eyeliner, and on their upper eyelid, excuse me, that they were noticing the difference. So we evaluated her, and even though she had been rejuvenated with the surgical procedure, one thing that they didn't do or can't do is that I noticed that part of her forehead is her temple area. And so I'm going to kind of put my hands in the temple area. If you're driving, you know where that is, okay? Please keep at least one hand on the steering wheel as you're listening to us on KSRO Ask the Expert. But it was the temple area. And when that gets hollowed out, we'll have patients come in, and they'll sort of tell us about that. But usually, what is the complaint when they come in?
I don't think they really look and say, my temples are so hollow, or my forehead is hollow. I think they just kind of say, well, everything just, I look tired, or my eyes don't look as open as they used to. I think that's kind of what they're seeing. They're not really seeing the hollowness, but yeah.
Right. And so sometimes, and that's part of us educating them, right? I mean, we talked about that last week, is that we could do all their Botox injections in 10 minutes and we set aside half an hour with them because we're constantly evaluating and making appropriate recommendations for our patients. So what I noticed was that her temple area was hollowed. And you didn't mention it, but one of the other complaints that I'll hear from a patient, they'll might walk in, and it tends to be a little bit of the younger group who, when they begin to see this, especially if they're in really good shape, they don't have a lot of body fat, they'll say, my face looks skeletal, or I look like Skeletor, okay? That area right here in the temple area is hollowed out, and then so the bony aspect of the eye orbit or the ridge looks more prominent, and doesn't make them look very vibrant.
Right.
And as that area deflates, then the brows can drop some. So we discuss with our patient today about revolumizing, adding more volume to the temple area to try to lift this area up without requiring a brow lift.
Right.
So it's for those who are trying to avoid a surgical procedure. What can we do to help to lift up the brow? So when it comes to the temple area, Karina, is usually one of our very first recommendations?
Yeah, usually, which Sculptra is one of the first line of treatments that you can offer other than the Botox or Dysport for that area. Some people have already been doing that, and they're like, yeah, I do see a big difference, but I want more. So then we can recommend more of the bigger guns.
The bigger guns. Okay. So let's start with Sculptra. So Sculptra, for those who maybe are new to our show, is a biostimulator.
Yes.
Biostimulator. Okay. So in other words, it's stimulating our own biology to produce collagen. And what it is, it's a powder that we mix up in sterile water. And you actually do that. Okay.
Yes,
and this powder actually stimulates collagen, but we don't just just inject the powder. We want to have it disperse it in a very dilute solution or a slurry.
Right.
How do you prepare for me? Because, you know, I'm like the big boss, so I'm just come in and ready to do the injection. You do all the work in preparing it for me. What do you do?
Yeah, so it's a two-step preparation. One step is it's a 7 mLs or 7 cc's of bacteriostatic water.
Okay.
That is injected, and we allow that to we don't shake the vial to help the little particles get broken down, but we do give it a little swirl.
Okay.
And then sometimes that's already prepped. It's already there and ready.
Okay.
And then when the patient comes in, we wait and we add an additional 3 mLs of lidocaine for their comfort and a little bit more.
All right.
Dilution.
So we add some local anesthetic to it. So it's sterile or bacteriostatic, meaning it fights bacteria infection, bacteriostatic water. And we add some lidocaine to the powdered Sculptra. And then you draw it up into syringes for me. And so then normally what we do is I'll freeze up the skin on the side of the face just below the temple area, okay? And so that way you only feel the two pricks there, right? And then with the syringes that you give me filled with the Sculptra with a longer needle, we go through that area that I anesthetize so you don't feel that pinprick. But we slowly go and we begin to fill in the area of the temple. Okay. And so when we do that, what does it look like afterwards?
The patient can have a little bit of swelling. It's definitely fuller. They may actually like it and say, oh, it doesn't look too swollen. So it looks fuller. You can immediately see the kind of the results that we would want to keep.
Right, exactly. So that is the bacteriostatic water and the local anesthetic that we talked about. And so definitely it's more swollen there. And if you're really hollowed out, you immediately look at that and say, oh, wow, I love this. Not only has it lifted my brow, it's made my whole face look healthier. It has a nice contour to it and maybe even lifts the face a little bit. And we're talking millimeters here now. But those significant subtle differences, if you combine all of those, just helps us to look better. I mean, to look, again, more youthful, healthier, and more attractive. So we inject that area and it's plumped up because of the Sculptra. So what we have to remind the patients, Karina, is that that's going to go away in about 24 to 48 hours, right? Because that's bacteriostatic water. That's going to be reabsorbed. Okay, so you're going to go from, I love this, you know, Karina and Dr. Tom rock. And then 2 days later, it's like, wait a minute, you know, I paid this money to have this done and I don't really see much anymore. That's why we educate the patients and explain to them that this is what's going to happen. And then over the next 2 to 3 months that they're going to start to slowly see, they're slowly going to see volume being reestablished in that area. And so usually at about 2 or 3 months, that's when we see that this volume is growing. Usually what do we recommend? How many treatments do we recommend?
So we usually, the recommendation is a vial per decade with the patient's age and about two of the vials in, you know, consecutive treatments. But everybody, you know, we can opt to go a little bit slower if they're working with a budget or that kind of thing.
Right. So you are correct. So here I am. I'm off. Excuse me. I am off. Off mic and off the video camera while you're answering the question. I appreciate you covering for me. But you were spot on with that. So it's usually a couple of treatments, 2 or 3 treatments, excuse me, to improve that area in the temple area. Okay, so that's Sculptra.
Yes.
And usually that's our first line of making a difference for the patient.
Yes.
What other treatments can we use to try to revolumize the temple area and lift the brows?
Yeah, I think that Renuva has been another one of your favorite treatments if the patient has tried Sculptra or they kind of want more of an immediate result, a little bit more long-lasting.
Right, right. So I love Sculptra, but it's what I call significant subtle improvement.
Right.
So there's the subtle improvement, but it does make a difference when you add them all up. Excuse me, audience. So when we want a more significant improvement, we use Renuva. Mm-hmm. What is Renuva?
Yeah, Renuva is, do you want me to say the C word?
Yes, you can do
it. It's the cadaver fat. Oh, okay. Okay. Some people can, you know, kind of say, that sounds scary, but the cadaver
fat. Right. So it's cadaver fat. And so, yes, that is, you're correct. And what I am now using, I'm using the term tissue bank.
Yes.
Okay, so it's fat from the tissue bank, because people kind of get freaked out when they hear the word cadaver fat. And remember, I was a transplant surgeon, so I transplanted cadaver kidneys and pancreas. We helped to harvest fat for the tissue banks. And what it is, it's not really the actual fat, but it's the structure that holds the fat. And there's no DNA being transmitted with this, no infection. But what it is this structure, the honeycomb system that holds the fat, has a nice consistency. It has a toothpaste-like consistency. So it's definitely more vigorous. It's more robust in its filling, more so than even Sculptra. Mm-hmm. And so what happens, we put this in, and very much, and I always use the example, I had periodontal procedure done, and so I had a little bone erosion in, and they had to put cadaver bone in that area, or what they call a bone graft. And I don't even remember them telling me about this at the dental office, but that could be pig bone, or it could be cadaver human bone. And so they place that in the area where I had some erosion, and at first it gives it structure, because it's there. Then my body begins to break it down. But it's being stimulated by that structure, the bone graft, for it stimulates my own stem cells to start to lay down actual bone in that area. So it's the same thing when we inject Renuva, which we can say cadaver fat, or like now I'm using, so I have to get that down. Tissue bank fat, okay, taking tissue bank fat and injecting it in the area, in the temple area. So initially you're going to have the fullness of it, and that's what I love about it. And it lasts, so it's not going to go away in a couple of days, all right? So you have the fullness in the temple area lifting up the brow. And I also inject it underneath the eyebrow, just like I described using filler on our patient today. And so I inject it directly under the eyebrow. So you get a nice lift of the brow, and you just look better. You look younger, healthier, more youthful, and more attractive. Then what happens over the next 3 months or so, again, is that your body, it's another biostimulator, your body stem cells get activated, and you start to lay fat down in that area where the fat graft was placed, okay? So that's Renuva, and you are correct. That is a really nice way to go. And so those are non-surgical treatments that we're talking about. Neuromodulators, Botox and Dysport. We're talking about Sculptra, which we can also not just treat the temple area, but kind of treat around the whole mid and lower third of the face. So that's the beauty of Sculptra. We can treat a lot of different areas. And then for the more robust filling, we actually use Renuva, which is
tissue bank fat.
Exactly. Good. You're quick study. I knew that's why we had you with us. Okay, so we use the tissue bank fat, Renuva, and that gives us a more robust, immediate effect in the temple areas. What if somebody, and by the way, I think Sculptra lasts over 2 years, okay? And the tissue bank or Renuva, if it takes, as we've described, then you should get multiple years of effect from this. But remember, we continue to age, just like after a facelift. All right. What can give us maybe even a longer duration of effect in treating the temple area?
So definitely your own tissue bank, your own body.
Okay, so not tissue bank.
Your own fat.
Okay, so we're going to use our own fat, right? You know, Karina, as you get a little bit older, you might start to hear people say, as they start to, you know, gain weight more than, you know, they were used to in their 20s and 30s, they're like, God, why can't they just take the fat from here and put it over here?
That I
remember
great.
People say that all the time. They're like, what are you talking about? And now here I am doing just that, where we take fat from one area of your own body and we might put it in in your face and in the temple area, which works great. We sometimes can put it in the breast area for people who want a modest increase in size, and certainly in the dairy area and for where people want more of a bubble butt. And, and that's been happening. But today we're talking about the face. So I love facial fat grafting, and we seem to have a run on that lately in the office,
don't
we?
I think it's fat grafting month. We've had a good amount.
Good amount. We absolutely have. And so that's where under local anesthesia, we do a limited lipo to recover enough fat to put in the face. We do dental blocks on the face. We inject local anesthesia in the face. And then again, through not with scalpels, but tiny little needle holes, then we begin to slowly inject the entire face with your own fat. And what's beautiful about that is we can treat a lot more areas. It's much more cost effective than using the tissue bank fat, if you're willing to undergo the procedure. And so we can inject the whole face. So not only the temple area, we can inject underneath the eyes and the cheek area, and it really frames the eyes beautifully when we do that. Okay, so we can do what we call your own fat, or we call it autologous facial fat grafting. And we can put that in the face, which gives us a really nice lift. And in particular, in the temple area and the forehead. And what I like is I haven't yet found a non-surgical or non-fat grafting alternative to putting fat in the forehead, which is where a bony area on me, your own fat we can put in there. And I love injecting fat in that area because it just softens the face, lifts the brow, and gives us a really nice, healthy, more youthful look. Karina, thank you.
Thank you. We
covered a lot. So basically, if you're noticing your brows are dropping, you don't want to do a brow lift, we use what? What's our first step?
First line is Botox Dysport.
Botox and Dysport. And then we will put some Sculptra in the temple area. And if we want a little more robust filling, we'll use our tissue bank fat called Renuva. And then eventually, if we want to go that next step, which I love, we do what we call autologous or your own fat. We do facial fat grafting. So thank you for coming
in. Thank you.
And I want to thank everybody for listening to us on KSRO Ask the Expert.
You've been listening to Dr. Tom of Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui. Check out all the great information online at drtomcosmetic.com as well as on YouTube. We'll see you next week at 12:30 p.m. right here on KSRO.